Chains. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1842. Andrea Clairfull drew back the curtain from her little attic window at Wishling Cottage and peered out. It was just after dawn, and there was still a wispy mist hovering over the grass, but she could tell that it was going to be another lovely day. If she could hang the washing out in the garden this morning, it would be dry by noon. At the moment it was strung out on the wooden ceiling rack in the laundry room. The laundry room was Andrea's kingdom, the only place in the cottage where she could be sure of avoiding her stepmother and her stepsisters. They would never dream of setting foot there, for despite the fact that Mr. Clairfull had left his family short of money when he died, his widow and stepdaughters still considered themselves a cut above their neighbours. Housekeeping of any sort was most definitely not for them, under any circumstances. Andrea herself had no such thoughts. She accepted the fact that they had come down in the world. It did not matter to her. Very little mattered since she had lost her beloved papa. She had sat by her dying father day and night, and knew how bitterly he regretted his second marriage, and how deeply he despaired at allowing Andrea's stepmother to fritter away so much of his modest fortune. "I have let you down, my dear child," he would cry. "I'm leaving you with nothing." Andrea would protest vigorously, tears in her eyes at the thought of her father passing from her life. "No, Papa. You are leaving me with many happy memories. No one could have had a better childhood." Her father would sigh sadly. "Yes, before your mother died, we were indeed so happy. And we were happy alone, together, before." His voice trailed away, but Andrea was left in no doubt as to what he left unsaid. Before the widow, Mrs. Higgs, came to be their housekeeper at their London house. Before her dedicated campaign began to win the affections of her employer, was successful. And before she convinced Mr. Clairfull that what his 15-year-old daughter, Andrea, needed most was to be sent away to school. And well before Andrea was summoned home for good, to find that Mrs. Higgins had become the second Mrs. Clairfull, and had brought her two daughters, Avis and Evadne, to live with their new stepfather. Andrea frowned. Her stepsisters had perhaps been the greatest shock of all. Even her father, a man too benevolent of spirit for his own good, could find very little that was positive to say about them. They were spiteful, sullen and unpleasing to the eye, with pasty complexions and waves of mouse-brown hair. But Mrs. Clairfull thought a great deal of them, and this was why they thought a great deal of themselves. They both considered it to be their entitlement to be given gowns of the finest silk and shoes of the best leather, and all at Mr. Clairfull's expense. Andrea would have been so ashamed to fleece her father's purse so. This was just as well, since the new Mrs. Clairfull never deigned to include her stepdaughter in the many shopping expeditions that she and her own daughters undertook. "Andrea has enough clothes already," was her cold excuse whenever Mr. Clairfull ventured to suggest that she too might like to go along to look at the latest fashions. And the refrain was always, "You have just spoiled that girl rotten, whereas my poor girls have had nothing." Andrea knew this to be true. Mrs. Clairfull's first marriage to Mr. Higgs had been a poor one, and Avis and Evadne had not been showered with opportunities. Nevertheless, it was sickening to see how greedily they settled on her father's money, like flies on a pie. Andrea was perfectly happy not accompanying her stepmother and stepsisters to the milliner or dressmaker. It meant she could spend time alone with her papa. If it was fine, they would take a walk in Hyde Park, and Mr. Clairfull would note with satisfaction how many gentlemen turned to...